The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Of course, this episode is absolutely incredible. Yeah, it always is. But I will tell you, the conversation about R. Kelly and all the shenanigans happening in the trial are the most salacious inside this convo.
And it did get a little heated on the phones.
It did. It definitely got heated on the phones, especially when that one woman says that the women are lying and whatnot. Oh, you know what? Why don't we just let the people decide for themselves what you think? The episode begins now. In case anybody listening, or in case anyone in this studio doesn't know, we leave for vacaciones tomorrow. That's vacation for anyone that's not bilateral. Oh. We leave tomorrow for Mexico, and I can't wait. Woo! Thursday was good.
Bilateral.
It's a joke. Bilingual.
It was just a confusing.
Whatever. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. I thought I'm non-binary. What are you talking about?
I was like, is that a new term I don't know about?
This is a fluid morning show. Okay, depends on what side of the bed you woke up in. Anyway, we haven't taken a serious vacation, a real vacation, without work, without having to do anything with the show in almost 3 years. And my husband, DJ Automatic, booked this secret vacation for us tomorrow.
Nice.
Baby, I love you. It's the most romantic thing you've ever done.
I'm already checked out. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like, whatever.
Well, you know what, Dana? You have an exciting vacation to look forward to. How about let's make your week better? I actually owe you an apology and that you are right about something and I was wrong about something.
Anthony,
oh, I got to hear this.
All right.
Let's hear this, Anthony.
We did a great spot for a nice betting service last weekend. And I said that the website was actually .com/, and you said it's / Dana Cortez. I googled it. You are right. It is actually / that we use.
Thank you very much.
So this is your congratulations, Dana. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
May I say something real quick, by the way? DJ Automatic was so quick to co-sign with you.
Yeah.
Not his wife. Not me. Dana. Dana.
Example
you're
is,
as a lot of men out there might know, your wife is wrong about a lot of things. And
that
many
is
times,
such a lie.
She'll just run with it and just, if she's anything like Dana, she sticks to her story and she ain't changing it, whether she's wrong or not. And she'll never say sorry.
When it comes to hyperlinks, she's right, dog. So
thank you.
Instagram.com/ Dana Cortez Show.
Thank you. Go check out our show. And ladies, don't you ever say you're sorry, because you know you're right.
I know that's right.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Dog Day.
Today is Dog Day?
Today is the Dog Day.
Well, let's shout out our dogs.
Well, yeah, y'all, Young Metro, my best friend in the whole world.
Well, we got Eros, who is our youngest puppy. He's a red husky. And then I also have Dottie, who's my princess, who is now 7-year-old husky.
Each of our dogs has an Instagram, and since y'all are going to do it, follow Dos Huskies, because there's two of them on Instagram.
And we'll wipe this one up with National Toilet Paper Day, guys.
Remember when there was none last year?
I was going to say, I don't think people understood how important toilet paper was until last year.
People were trying to grab, you know, the free newspapers they give away at the grocery store? Everybody's trying to grab those. It was crazy. I can't believe that happened.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're talking about the R. Kelly trial. You just turned the radio on. There's a lot coming out. We knew it would. I understand it's uncomfortable, but it's a reality. This man is on trial for manipulating young girls. Not women. They're women now.
He was doing more than manipulating
them. Sexually abusing them.
Yes.
Sexually assaulting them, coercing them, and keeping them hostage, almost.
Yeah.
He did reveal to a lot of these, now women, he married Aaliyah at age 15 because she got pregnant and he had to become her legal guardian in order for her to get an abortion. And I know for a fact that once her parents found out they married, they removed her from him. They quickly filed for an annulment. That came out in Rolling Stone magazine way back then. So folks had to know that this 20-plus-year-old man was interested in young girls at the time.
Make it clear that he was in his late 20s, not his early 20s.
Not
that it would have been any better, but he was in his late 20s.
There's no reason for a grown man to be interested in a 14, 15, 16. There's just not
no reason at all.
To your point, Dana, too, it's interesting, right? Because you're talking about at the time, he was a megastar, right? He was a superstar, right?
So he was the biggest R&B star in the world at that point.
And when you move like that, you have people in your circle who know what you do. You have literally a personal assistant at times who's with you. So how do these other people not know what's going on? Are they going with it? That's
nasty. They knew. So let's play this call and let's have a discussion.
You know, I'm an R. Kelly fan. I don't agree with if he did it, he did it. Let him pay. But I feel like everybody is just judging him off of these lying-ass grown women. I was young, and I also went around older people, entertainer, but I knew better than doing that stuff. My parents would have never allowed me to be with nobody. I don't think he manipulated these parents. I think these parents wanted money, and they knew their girls was cute, so they sold their soul. And I don't think R. Kelly should be the only one getting in trouble. I think those people that was in his camp need to be going to prison as well.
I agree with that. Yeah. I don't agree with, as a child, no matter what, the adult is responsible to behave. You were a child. When you do things as a child, that you are a kid. Men should not be interested in 12, 13, and 14-year-olds, period.
But unfortunately, that's what happened. I'm a teen mom, and there's no way in hell, as a teen mom, I would allow my daughter, as being a teen mom, and my daughter was very shapely, to be bothered with a grown man and my daughter's son.
You are right. You can't. I agree with you. You would never let your daughter do what you did.
As a dad, I've already had the discussion that if any older guys try to come towards you and come at my daughter, I'm like, tell me, let me know so I can handle the situation.
Exactly. But you're not going to take your child to it. You're not going to think of a scheme to get off of R. Kelly, nor if you knew he was a predator. Everybody's talking about Aaliyah this, Aaliyah that. Aaliyah was first. So if you knew this man, this grown man, and he wasn't the age he is now, he was in his 20s. So if you knew that this 20-year-old was messing with this 15-year-old, why would you still take your child?
I agree.
I'm so tired of everybody just blaming him. What about those people that was around him that was allowing this stuff to happen? What about that young lady who said she had intercourse with that 14-year-old with our child? Why she's not in jail?
People around him that enabled him to do this for literally decades should also be held responsible. Now, can they go to jail for as long as him? I don't know. But they did it for the money, too, because he was their paycheck.
He was their paycheck. And they was just as sick as him. Because I'm quite sure he wasn't the only one sleeping with them young girls.
Ooh. Exactly.
You're probably right.
Unfortunately, you're probably right. And it's disturbing. Thank you so much for your call.
No problem.
Okay, love you for listening. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
I know R. Kelly is a discussion, but think about what she said at 15. Or in her teen years, rather. I said 15 because I was 15. And the person I was with was also an adult.
What?
Yes.
How old was he?
19.
19. Oh.
19 at the time.
Not that that's okay. But
no,
yeah.
It's not okay. And that's the thing, is that we cannot act like this behavior is normal. Well, it happens. No, it shouldn't happen. And the people who engage in activity with children should have to face some kind of punishment. Now, there is a difference between a 17 and 19 and so on. I get that. There are levels of maturity and whatnot. I'm just saying, if you're 28, 26, and you find a 14-year-old interesting, if you want to pull up to the high school in your 30s, something's wrong with you.
Weird.
One of the women, she's only 23 now, testified, he used to force her to engage in sexual activity with a man he called his nephew. These girls were put through hell. And regardless of what anybody says, oh, well, they knew. No, you do not take advantage of children, period. And until these men in R. Kelly's life, in Hollywood, or just everyday walks of life, face criminal prosecution, it's going to continue.
Anthony, as you know, I'm a father. Okay. I'm responsible for my child up to 18 years old.
All right.
I would have to do everything I can to protect her. Even when she's, 15, 16, 17, and she thinks she's got it all figured out, I still have to do everything I can to protect that child. And if that means that I got to shoot somebody, I will.
Oh, my God.
Period.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The last time I heard a story about the Great Barrier Reef, we were talking about Nemo. In today's Great Barrier Reef story, we're talking about sexually frustrated sea snakes.
Oh, no.
What the
Okay, so automatic Anthony A. Let me tell you, researchers analyzed 158 interactions between divers and sea snakes, which seemed odd. The snakes would coil around the divers' fins, lick the water around them, even chase them underwater. Turns out, it's mating season.
Oh, is that a sea snake? Or are you just happy to see me?
It was a sea snake. And he's happy to see you. And they're looking for female sea snakes. But because of humans and our climate change antics, the sea snakes are forced to try to mate with humans that are actually doing research at the Great Barrier Reef. What are we doing to these poor animals?
Now this sounds like the start of a comic book.
Gives a whole new meaning to what's up your butt.
DJ Automatic! Oh my gosh, I thought it was a new Disney film.
Speaking of butts, y'all wouldn't believe why this Amazon worker got fired.
What? Anthony, why did the Amazon worker, is this a joke? Why did the Amazon worker get fired?
Recently, an Amazon worker got fired from her warehouse job because she was using the bathroom too many times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get fired from there too then.
You don't know how many times Otto leaves the studio. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you know what, Automatic? You do have a loose little bowel there.
It's called IBS.
That's actually... No, but guys, it's funny. It's funny, but that's actually what she's suing Amazon for. She suffers for that, and before being fired, she actually let her boss know, and then her boss filed a complaint because she was using the bathroom up to 6 times a day. So this court case is in litigation, as they say. Or, I was going for a constipated joke. I couldn't do
you
it.
You don't need to. Jeff Bezos going to have to pay up. That's out of his door with that one.
All right, guys, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to die a little bit sooner because of what I ate this past weekend.
Oh. DJ, but you're my husband. What did you eat? That's cutting your life short.
This past weekend, I had 2 hot dogs, and according to this University of Michigan research study, eating a hot dog will shorten your life by 36 minutes.
Oh!
Each hot dog? Each
yes.
wiener?
Come so on, basically, dude. I just shortened my life by an hour by having 2 hot dogs.
Wait, if I have to multiply the amount of hot dogs I've consumed, I might die next week.
I just started Wiener Wednesdays. I'm going to scrap that now.
Jeez, well, dude. You can replace it with PB&J Wednesdays. Might not ring as well, but they say that the PB&J adds 33 minutes to your life.
No, so what I'll do is I'll have a wiener, and then I'll have 2 PB&Js, and I'm evening everything
out. You're going to still lose 3 minutes of your life.
And that's why DJ Automatic has a degree. He did the math real quick. 3 minutes.
Wasn't that hard.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The pumpkin spice latte has been beat. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to give you all the news right now. Hottest hashtags on your Friday's Eve. It's almost Friday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so let's start off with a new study. Johnson & Johnson just completed showing the second shot of their vaccine results in a 9-fold increase of coronavirus antibodies. Damn. Those who've received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have strong antibodies even 8 months after. However, currently the FDA has only approved the Pfizer vaccine, which I'm part of the Pfizer gang.
Hey.
Yeah, so there you go. I thought this was a really interesting story. Eva Longoria's new movie, which has been, man, I've been waiting for this one. Flamin' Hot has finally wrapped production in New Mexico. The story of Mexican-American Richard Montañez, who went from janitor Frito-Lay to probably, I mean, one of the biggest corporate researchers and consultants in the country.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, man, it's a good stuff.
Just because he put some chili powder on some Cheetos.
Yeah,
come on,
let's
talk about how iconic the hot Cheeto is, dude. It's a staple in Latinx history.
You really just Latinx said that. History. You really just said that.
Latinx. You know how many people are going, oh my God, don't call me Latinx. Oh my God. Anyway, it's going to be in theaters very soon. As soon as I get the date, I will let you know. And then in food news, Starbucks' new lineup for fall has me wishing for sweater season. You know, we get the pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin cream cold brew. But it's the new apple crisp macchiato that every foodie on social media is talking about. Let me read.
That sounds kind of good, actually.
Doesn't it? They say it tastes like warmed apples, brown sugar, gooey caramelized spice apple drizzle is all over it, and whipping cream.
How many calories is that?
5,899,000.
It tastes good, though.
Ooh, I bet it's delicious. I can't wait to try my apple crisp macchiato in this really hot weather. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Cherry Popsicle Day.
Cherry Popsicles.
Two. We also have, whoa, my bad. I missed it last hour. I feel really bad about this. It's Women's Equality Day, y'all.
Just missed that
That's
one,
such
huh?
such a fail for you?
Yo,
is that a joke or that really happened?
That really happened.
It's
everybody.
Really Women's Equality Day? You just skip
let's
over
see.
That?
Yeah, yeah, it's top of there. There it is. It's right below Dog Day.
Oh. So,
you a dog for missing that day.
You are digging yourself a grave.
Gosh.
I was really, I'm being a dog house. That's it. That's it.
I was going to sit here and talk about dogs. Yeah. I was ready for that. Now I'm like, can we give women some love? Is there any?
We should, because on this day, the 19th Amendment was signed.
Oh, so, wow!
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Oh, but I swear, it's also National Toilet Paper Day, so you can see how I messed up, guys.
No, I cannot.
All right, so shout out to 1878 and all that good stuff that happened back then. We appreciate
you. All that good stuff. And ladies, by the way, we still face a great wage gap, and Latinas face the largest wage gap of anybody in the country. Let's do our best to bring other women into the workforce and lift one another up. I love all my ladies out there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, all of a sudden, dating a single mom is more attractive. I'm going to tell you why inside in case you missed it. These are three stories you need to know about. This study for me, because formerly being a single mom, was very interesting. So stand by for it. DJ Automatic, you always begin first.
So if you put $1,000 into Apple in 2011, it is now worth $12,970. If you had taken that same $1,000 and put it into the S&P 500 index, which is like some stock exchange stuff, it would be worth...
Yeah, what
if you invested in Wall Street on something else, go ahead,
Thank you.
It'd right. be worth $4,659. So you would literally almost triple your money.
Dang.
If you would have taken that $1,000 and put it in Bitcoin, you'd probably still be broke. I'm just kidding. No, actually, Bitcoin's made a lot of money. Tim Cook has actually grown the company 1,200%. He took it from a $364 billion company, and it is now worth $2.4 trillion.
I think, like, for me, like, as an average person listening, it seems like a lot, right? But I don't know if you know my story or not, but I literally come from an impoverished family. I'm like, we didn't have nothing. My aunt left, married somebody who was making a good salary. She learned how to invest money, and she made them multimillionaires. And I know it sounds like a wild thought, but if you get you someone who knows how to do these things, she told me years ago, take that income tax return, Dana, and put it in a Roth IRA. Was that? I don't know. Just do it. Just, I did not listen. Had I only listened, I would be worth a lot of money today instead of looking, when's the pay period? Listen to people who know about money. Do some thing, investing.
Yeah, it's always the long play that works out.
Yes.
The short, like, so, oh, money grabs, they don't work out. Those long plays.
Yeah, don't listen to anybody about financial advice from here.
Get you a wealth advisor.
That's probably the best advice that just came out of here.
Get you a wealth advisor, someone who can help you. All right, Anthony, I know you were talking about video games.
You don't need a wealth advisor. Just go dig into your attic or your closet or whatever may be, or wherever you keep your old video games, because vintage video games are selling at a record-breaking amount. Recently, an unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers from 1985 set the world record when it was sold for $2 million.
Man, game now, over.
Yeah.
Game
who's not going to open up their video game?
Well, the ones who were smart, probably the people
the
who invested
people that
in Apple.
Invested in Roth IRAs when they were 20.
So it's very big that these games are unwrapped, because once you open it up and take it out the shrink wrap, it will cut the value to half.
Oh, so, darn. It's only worth $1 million.
Yo, get to digging. Somebody,
I mean, what do you pay for those games, like $20 at that time?
Well, at that time, but somebody recently found an unopened copy of Zelda at Goodwill and flipped that for $500,000.
What?
So they're out there. They're available, guys.
I don't even like Zelda. I would never open it.
Come on, I'm definitely going to go to the Goodwill today. Thanks. All right, Artie, you a single mother. 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, or whenever, however long we can go back, single mom was a bad word. I don't want to date somebody with kids. I don't want to date a single mom. Well, times are changing. 90% of men asked today, 10,000 men polled, say, I would date a single mom because they got their together.
Oh, yeah,
I thought you were going to say because they're getting stimulus checks.
No. DJ Automatic, you're ridiculous.
I thought you were say because they have the best snacks, like the best pantries.
You guys are ridiculous. So in today's,
I mean, I think it's all three of those things, right. Really. Yeah.
Well, in today's culture, success is defined by achievement. And you're right. When I thought about this, I thought, oh my gosh, most single mothers I know have got it together. They got their own house, they got their own car, they're paying their bills, they're doing it. And maybe that wasn't the case back in the day, but today that's the case, and men like successful women.
I think us men who now become adults have grown up a little bit more too. We used to not be able to like handle the thought of seeing a woman with a kid, but now that's all we have left.
No! Anyway, shout out to all the hardworking single women out there. I did it for a long time. I know how difficult sometimes things can seem. But with this study, guess what? You're going to find that forever love. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Rick Ross is sharing a text message that Drake sent him right after Kanye threw up Drake's address on social media, and we have the audio. Go and play it for you right now. Daily Dirt Time, the best gossip. This story and others, of course. Anthony, let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
We got Cordae celebrating his birthday, Melissa McCartney, James Harden, Macaulay Culkin celebrating his birthday, Kiki Palmer, and Lil Tecca celebrating birthday.
Okay, so congratulations to Lil Nas X. He's working for Taco Bell, but he's an executive. He was just named Chief Impact Officer. He's going to focus on food, music, philanthropy, and offer Taco Bell fanatics a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Dude, I can't wait.
That hot sauce is really going to be flaming now.
Hey! Yeah. Bring back the double-decker. That's all I care about.
All right, let's talk about The Weeknd. He has announced his album is done, and he's going to release it before the end of the month. Now, of course, we've been waiting for Kanye and Drake. Kanye tonight with his Donda streaming. Oh, and anybody who attends the live performance in Chicago will also have an opportunity to get vaccinated. Booth set up. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing right there. But it really is the beef between Kanye and Drake that everyone's talking about. This has been happening on social media. Kanye had the Twitter fingers. Here's Rick Ross sharing a text message that Drake sent him after Kanye threw his address up.
I spoke with Drake last night. I love it. And when we spoke, after we got off the phone, he sent me a text, and it was so powerful. He said, "Everything is unfolding. I'm about to be as free as a bird." And he put the caption with the owl. And I couldn't do nothing but put ha, 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 ha. Because to me, I understand the genius of both of these artists. And I understand this is nothing personal to them.
I believe that. And at the same time, though, I don't think these two are fans of each other anymore. They're just not.
I think Kanye's just really insecure because Drake surpassed him within the hip hop totem pole.
That's debatable because Kanye is the most influential fashion
He's
Guru.
The most influential artist of our time, period. But I think tonight, you know, he's got his little house that he's got in the middle of Soldier Stadium. I think Drake's going to pop out the top of it.
No,
tonight.
He's not.
Oh, nice. It's a little certified lover boy house cake there, like a little wedding thing.
Exactly.
What's going to happen? They're going to kiss at the end?
That would be so great. And Lil Nas X can perform the ceremony. Hey!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We do it at this time every Monday through Friday. It is August 26th. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Automatic, let's get it started.
We got a lot of birthdays today, so I'm going to just name a few right away. We got Big Crit celebrating his birthday, Lil Tecca celebrating his birthday, St. John. We also got Cassie celebrating her birthday. And the last birthday we got is Cordae. He is no longer YBN Cordae. He's just Cordae now. All right, now we're going to 1997 when Mariah Carey drops her 12th number one single, Honey. So this is from her sixth album, Butterfly. And I think she has 19 number ones now, or is it 18 number ones?
She does, but this was her metamorphosis. That's why she called it Butterfly. She took more of like an R&B hip-hop stance. She parted ways with her record label. It was the beginning of a new Mariah Carey.
All right, now we're going to 2001 when Petey Pablo decided he was going to represent for North Carolina and put out Raise Up. So did you guys know that the hook actually was a joke at first? He was driving home from New York City to North Carolina, and he kept saying it over and over, over the instrumental, and they thought it was funny at first, and then they're like, man, that sounds kind of good.
So he made a song.
So then they made this, made it.
Well, it's interesting that it was a joke, because that ended up kind of being like all of Petey Pablo's flow. Like the rest of his career all kind of sounded like the same as
The same
Raise
cadence,
Up.
Per
yeah,
se?
Man.
Yeah.
This was such a big video. Shout out to this song.
All right, next we're going to 2003 when the Youngbloods released their sophomore album, Drank and Partners. So Damn was a smash hit, huge club hit, huge radio hit. It hit number 5 on the charts, and the album did go platinum.
I love this one a lot.
It was just like peak crunk era, you guys
It really
think?
Was.
That was that was peak crunk era. That was Lil Jon was running it. All right, next we're going to 2008 when The Game releases his third album, LAX. Answer my question for this bullet leader's designated. So he had features from Ice Cube, Nas, Common, and of course Lil Wayne. It debuted at number 2 first week, sold 235,000.
Wow, that's a lot of albums.
And then finally on this day in 2009,
Kanye changed his entire life when he decided he was going to take the mic from Taylor Swift.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
So that moment definitely changed Taylor Swift's life. It changed Kanye's life.
They're still beefing to this day.
So I've read a lot of conspiracy theories that they're in cahoots together. Remember when 50 Cent and Kanye did their whole thing?
Yes, that was a moment. This is like forever. No way.
I mean, why do they go to dinner together? Why are they constantly at each other?
So they were in cahoots with a bottle of Hennessy that Kanye was drinking?
No, not the initial setup. But now that, like, as the beef has kept going on and on and on, that him and Taylor just keep it going to keep themselves relevant.
That's what you Kanye fans say. But it ain't real. It ain't real.
I think it's real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If there's one thing I love, it's a fresh hot dog in my mouth. But did you know that one hot dog could take off 36 minutes of your whole life? But what are some things that will help increase your life expectancy? Let's talk about that right now. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Back to things and wieners in my mouth.
Okay.
All right, automatic.
Yes.
Do you go
You
mustard?
Put all the wieners in your mouth he wants.
I've probably put about 4 wieners in my mouth this weekend.
Could you be a hot dog eating champion?
I don't know if I could be a hot dog eating champion because every time like Joey Chestnut has to go dip it in the water and you got to do all that competitive style eating, I can't really get down with that. I like to savor my meat.
So when we
that's nasty.
All right, okay, let's be adults here.
I am a doll, dude. I love putting savory meat in my mouth, dude. That's what you don't love doing. That I can't tell another man that.
Okay, so I was thinking about Joey Chestnut. With the amount of hot dogs that man has taken in, he should be like ready to diet anytime soon.
Yeah,
I mean, at 30 minutes apiece, it's crazy.
At this, bro. But automatic, you were also revealing later on in your study too that you found that actually there's some foods that could increase our life expectancy.
Yes,
right?
So those are nuts, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains will actually help you gain minutes in your life.
So nuts in my mouth, good.
Nuts in your mouth,
good. Hot dog
better than weenies.
Oh my God.
So I came up with a little game here.
Okay, dude. It's called Nuts in Your Mouth.
Nuts in your mouth. That's what we'll call it. No. Okay. I want to see how many minutes you gained or lost off of what you ate yesterday.
Oh, gross. I'm going to die. All right, dude. I had 2 chili dogs. I'm not even making that up, dog.
You really had 2?
I had 2 chili dogs with the cheese on top and the beans. It was good, bro.
You're just going to go an hour and a half off your life right there.
Oh, dude. And I got the extra one with the chili cheeseburger on the side, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
you're with the Walking Dead.
One fried weenie. Automatic, what about yourself?
Yesterday I had some nachos with processed cheese.
Whoa, that's at least 72 minutes right there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, probably. But then I cleaned it up at night.
Oh, no.
I had nuts.
There we go.
And then I had whole grain goldfish.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because those things.
I didn't know whole grain goldfish was even a thing.
My wife buys them.
Shout out to all the wives making sure your husbands are healthy by putting various amounts of nuts in their mouth before they go to bed. Y'all get out there, increase your life expectancy. Remember, put the nuts up, put the wieners down. We love you. Have a beautiful Thursday. Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who knew eating wieners was going to kill you or shorten your life? Oh, my God. Ladies, you can use that as an excuse for your man.
Oh,
I can.
Oh, nice.
I was even thinking about having a hot dog later today. I'm not going to do it.
DJ Automatic, I love hot dogs. Now, we don't eat a lot of them, but I love it when you put them on a grill.
Do you think turkey dogs count?
Oh.
Yeah, because they have carcinogens no matter what. That meat is just... You know, it's turkey feet, turkey brain, turkey eye, turkey whatever.
Oh. Thanks for ruining my day, Dana.
Does it taste good, though, right?
Whatever it is, mash it up, put some mustard on it. I'm here for it.
All right, more of the Dana Cortez Show podcast right now.